Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burkloud with your Sunday forecast. Hope that you are doing great. Now, this Sunday at Sterling United Methodist Church, we're wrapping up our summer sermon series, I Like Jesus, But, However, Yet, you know, not I Like Jesus, but, well, you know, I Like Jesus, However, But, I've got this problem. Over the past 2 weeks, we've looked at real life questions like, I like Jesus, but I don't know if he likes me. And last Sunday, I like Jesus, but I don't like Christians. We've talked about and wrestled with what it means to follow a Savior who loves us unconditionally, even when his followers sometimes fall short. I certainly fall short. Everyone I know. Has blown it from time to time. And so this week, we're closing the series with one that kind of continues to hit close to home for a lot of folks. The question is, I like Jesus, but I have questions. Let's be honest. Faith doesn't always mean having things figured out. In fact, I'm really nervous around people who feel like they got it all worked out. Some of the deepest spiritual growth happens when we admit what we don't know and still choose to stay in a relationship with Jesus, to stay in that relationship with one who is a mystery sometimes. And sometimes we really have to kind of scratch our head and sort of continue to wrestle and work with things. And that's what we'll explore together this Sunday. Now, our guiding scripture is from the book of Acts. It's very familiar. We spent time with it at Pentecost a few weeks ago. It's chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 13 and 37 through 42. That will be part of what we will spend time with on Sunday. That's and we'll hear it from the Common English Bible. It's the Pentecost story. And in this, the disciples are in Jerusalem when the Holy Spirit comes upon them in a dramatic and surprising way. Wind's kind of like moving through everything. It's a fierce wind. There's tongues of fire, and people from all over the world are hearing about God's wonders in their own languages. Let me read you a short portion of what we will hear on Sunday. And this is Acts 2, verses 1 through 4 and verse 12. So let me break it down for you. When Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound from heaven, like the howling of a fierce wind, filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them. They were all surprised and bewildered. Some ask each other, what does this mean? Did you catch that? Surprised, bewildered, asking questions. What does this mean, man? Right in the middle of God doing something new, powerful, amazing, there are people wondering, what's happening here? And that moment of questioning becomes a doorway to deeper faith and to a new community that is formed around Jesus in the midst of all that. What is going on? So this week, we will be drawing insights from Acts as well as, we may kind of talk a little bit more from Howard Thurman's amazing book, Jesus and the Disinherited. But also, I particularly have been thinking about a prayer from a guy named Thomas Merton. It's a deeply honest prayer. It's called the Prayer of Unknowing. And before we finish out today, I just want to read that prayer for you, maybe as a way to invite you into kind of the unknowing part of all of this. This might be your prayer for the rest of this week as we head into the weekend, and certainly we'll visit it again on Sunday. The prayer goes like this. My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does, in fact, please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I'm doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road. Though I may know nothing about it, therefore, I will trust you always. Though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Wow. I love that and have prayed that prayer many, many times. So wherever you are on your journey, maybe full of faith, maybe full of questions, or somewhere in between, I hope that you will come and join us this Sunday. And I hope that you have a great rest of your week. I look forward to seeing you soon. And God bless you. Take care of yourself. Talk to you soon.